Hi there, Juanita. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Of course, Lulu wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any questions you might have. Also, though, to apply a very reduced rate for your new business there. And happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you are familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the very top of the page on Google and Bing. Of course, that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. That's where we go when we don't know who to call. And that's the real power of this particular listing. Even though the company is very new, when you pop up on that first page as a recommended option, you'll get calls directly to you. So of course, you're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat monthly rate, okay? Now, it's not just for Google. You'll be verified and recognized by Google and Bing as an active business, but more importantly, you'll be listed as a top option because of all the content that we'll create for you. So we'll make sure, for example, you've got a fully optimized Facebook page for your company, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public and unknown, but all of them are equally important to Google and Bing. All of them, of course, we'll be talking about your company, your services, your service area, and then linking back to that .com website that we'll build. That way, anytime someone in your service area is looking for tree service or tree trimming, tree pruning, tree removal, whatever they might type in, your company will pop up with that website there. And of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a fixed flat rate. Because the company itself is so new, you do qualify for reduced pricing. It's kind of an assistance program for younger businesses. So it's a promotional rate, but it's not an introductory rate. So it'll never go up, no matter how long you choose to use the service. And of course, it is a fixed flat rate. Now, with that reduced pricing, you actually save a little bit over 50%. You'll save exactly $200 every single month. And it does bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $199. And of course, that's the exact amount. So you no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it would only ever be that exact amount, that $199. Now, we are looking for just one company to work with. We can, in fact, only work with one business at a time per area and industry. We cannot put our clients in competition with each other. Now, is this something that you would want for your business, that first page placement, the website, and the calls that would come from it?
Now, if it becomes too much as far as that, can you cancel any time, or are we in a contract?
Yeah, that is a great question. So it's completely at will, which means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved, whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. You can also pause the service. No questions asked if you want to pause it seasonally, and of course you can cancel at any time. No questions asked or fees involved. It's at will, and our job is just to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, you will get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. In fact, you'll know which clients found you from the local map itself, from individual directories, or from the website. Now, of course, residential clients are most of the time just going to pick up the phone and call directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There will, though, be a contact form on the website so people can tell you where they live and what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out, etc. Now, when they fill out that form, Juanita, you will get a text message. You'll also get an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from. You even know who to follow up with. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, let me just explain this to my husband real quick.
Sure, of course.
Por $200 a mes, ellos ponen nuestra compañía en la primera página de Google. Cuando buscan en Google, nuestra compañía, nuestra área, vamos a ser el primero que yo pude ver con el número. Y no van a poner otra compañía de algo encima de nosotros. Nosotros vamos a estar los primeros. Sí, yo entiendo. So he likes the idea. It's just right now it's just opening up.
Gotcha.
We just don't have a lot of money extra.
Sure.
A lot of extra right now. We're still trying to get work.
No, that completely makes sense. In fact, that's why we're reducing the rate. You're saving over 50%. It's by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. We will include the website for you, meaning that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, one thing that Lulu did was she attached the Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile. I know that that's a lead-based service. You pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. The leads get sent to 6 or 8 of your competitors. So it's hard sometimes getting enough work out of the leads that you get to even justify the cost. Have you had that service long enough to get leads and try to follow up with them? Do you like that service? Is it working for you?
We just got started with it last week.
Okay.
We've had some smaller jobs, but we haven't, we've got a couple more estimates to go out on, but
okay.
We haven't really had.
Gotcha.
It long enough to know.
Right. And of course you would want to give it an opportunity. Now, you might end up loving it, hating it, somewhere in between, but you don't have to stop using that service to be a top option on that first page of Google. But my clients that have a lead-based system or service, whether it's the one that you've got or Thumbtack, Networks, any of the others, most of them would still prefer to get direct phone calls. Even if they're having success and experience with their service, they would rather have people call them directly versus chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. So once we get you on that first page and get your phone ringing, I'm sure you'd be able to happily shut those leads off or keep them paused. Now, like I said, the website's included. The other thing that I'd be willing to do here would be to waive the one-time setup fee. That would save you another $99. Now, I know cost is the concern here, and I completely get it as a young business, but then again, it's the return on investment that we're talking about here, and I know you believe in the power of Google. You probably use Google yourself. One job that you weren't going to, that would, you know, found you from Google, that's going to pay for our service for many months at a time. It's going to be a new word of mouth stream, someone who might use you again in the future, recommend you to someone else. And obviously the return on investment is going to be there when you're on that first page of Google. Now, that being said, I mean, this is my first call this morning for this particular listing, and I'd certainly love to be able to get this going for you. Not to say anything bad about Angie Leads, because it does work for some companies, but I also have heard that it's a lot of good money going after a lot of bad leads. I know your husband has a lot of experience, very new out on your own, which is pretty exciting. If I can get a friends and family rate applied here, it's the only thing in my system that's lower than a new business rate. And of course, I'm not going to tell my supervisor that, you're my cousin or I've known you since high school. I don't think I need to. I know in the last couple of years with the pandemic, he's been making this exception for other pricing directors, and I would just be honest, you know, tell him that you're a young company, that you're trying Angie's, and he knows how expensive that service is. If I can get him to approve the friends and family rate, it drops the rate down to $149, and of course the website's included, and there is no setup fee. And being that it is a flat rate month to month, it's a lot easier to budget for. Month-to-month service, no long-term contract, just to, you know, keep your phone ringing. If I can get my supervisor to approve the $149, that would be the rate that you start with and the rate that you stay with. So it would never go up to $199. It would never be even a penny more than the $149. So if I can get that friends and family rate applied here, include the website for you, waive the setup fee, $149 out the door, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going, get your phone ringing, use your reporting system, and just kind of, you know, see how effective it is, have us earn your business and prove it to you 1 month at a time?
Let me speak with my husband.
Oh, sure, of course.
Traiga, trabajo, y podemos probar un mes. Vamos a probar un mes. Podemos terminarlo aquí, van a hacer un website para nosotros. Y mantener esta página aquí. Sí, we'll give it a try. We'll try this first month.
Okay, so let me get a little bit of information here. I have it as Montiel's tree service and removal. Is that how you'd want the business to be branded?
It's Montiel's Tree Service and Removal, LLC.
Oh, with the LLC. And then, of course, the and between the service and removal is the word itself spelled out, not the the ampersand, not the symbol for the word, right? The A-N-D.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes,
and then is the phone number that we're speaking on, Juanita, the same one that you would want your customers to call? And is it also the best number for us to reach you guys, the 330-805-3099?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes, this is a smartphone.
Perfect, perfect. Like I said, most of the time residential clients will just call you directly. If they happen to fill out the contact form on the website, you'll get a text message and an email. Now, if it's a business email, it will be listed physically on the website for people to see. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden, but still attached to the contact form. Juanita, what is a good email address either for you or for the company?
So the company is Land, M as in Mary, Tree, and then Sir, S-E-R, 83, at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Was the first part the word land, L-A-N-D, before the M, Tree, S-E-R, at gmail, or 83?
Yes.
It was, okay. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for something longer and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. But a lot of the time, we'll simply be able to give you a quick phone call or send you a text message. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Phone and text work the best for me.
Okay, yeah, I figured. Phone and text, like I said, the emails are just going to be like for your confirmation email and, you know, longer pieces of information and things like that, but I've got that as phone and text preferred. I usually have that default set that way for service-based businesses, and you are, of course, a service-based business. You always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's no physical address that we would even be promoting for the business, right?
No, because
okay.
Right now the address is our home address.
Your
and
home
we don't
address.
Want people coming there.
Of Of course. And I wanted to ask you about that. That's the 397 Franklin Avenue, right? Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if that were a shop or an outside office, since you don't see customers coming to you, Google does not want to list a physical street address. They would not want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. So you'll only be listed city and state, not even the zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. And then I don't ever want to assume, but is your last name the same as the business name?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I'll do a couple of things. One, I will take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That would be to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's kind of where we get all the information that we need to build out the website, create all those directories. So we'll want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about the business if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. And of course, we'll take care of all of that and a couple of other things in that follow-up call. What I would do now, Juanita, to secure the listing for your business, and it is required of us as a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that reduced rate, that we are waiving the setup fee, including the website, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify my question, but it's pretty straightforward, okay?
Okay.
And this does allow us to close out the category and to work officially with only your business. Give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, just for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you want that to appear online?
Montreal's Tree Service and Removal, LLC.
Perfect, and that is exactly how I have that. And then, Juanita, please state...
And you have the apostrophe S on the Montreal's?
Yes, I do. I have the apostrophe S on the Montiel's Tree Service, the A-N-D, and Removal, and then, of course, the LLC. And then, Juanita, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Juanita Montiel, and secretary and partial owner.
Okay, perfect. And as a co-owner, secretary, office manager, etc. of Montiel's Tree Service and Removal, LLC, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah.
Of course, and your husband is right there, too. And then for the billing... For the billing information that you will be using for our services, Juanita, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Juanita, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, we are already aware of the Angie leads, the there's no direct conflict there, whether you continue to use it or not. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we will make sure that your business information stays accurate and consistent. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Juanita, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, we want to make sure that...
Unfortunately, I am actually supposed to go in and interpret here in a second.
Oh,
I'm supposed to be there at 11:10.
No problem. I need about three more minutes.
Okay.
I didn't want to rush you, but I'll try to get through this quickly without being rude here. So of course we'll make sure.
I didn't want to be rude. I just caught me when I was headed into work.
Thank you for letting me know. So I'll just get through the very end of it. Okay, so with all of the discounts that I'm applying here, again, waiving your setup fee, reducing the rate, the friends and family rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm waiving, will be charged today, the 25th of April, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $149.00. That is a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is, in fact, included at no additional cost. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 25th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of exactly $149. Once again, that rate will never go up. As I mentioned, this is completely at will, which means that you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, too, if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. All that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Juanita, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mrs. Montiel, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
It is a Visa.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It has both. It's Juanita Montiel, Montiel's Tree Service.
Perfect. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4427.
Mm-hmm.
4202.
Okay.
6748.
All right.
8572.
And then the expiration month and year?
527.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
764.
Okay, so I've got 764 on the back in May or 05 of 2027, the expiration. And then Juanita, was the card itself 4427, 4202, 6748, 8572?
Yes.
And that does bill at the home address, 397 Franklin Avenue, 44203?
Yes, and this is a business account.
Okay, perfect. So. Now, in about a minute or so, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
Okay, what is that?
It's 877 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. And you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team 24/7. Of course, if you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. Now, you will receive all of that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You may even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please just let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business here on my end is to schedule your follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for this particular phone call. It looks like we only have 2 o'clock for today. Everything else is already booked solid. Would 2 o'clock work for you? We schedule, in that case, from 2 to 3. The call would take about 25, 30 minutes. Gets you pretty close to the start of the hour. Gets you off the phone pretty close to 2:30. Would that work out for you? And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call.
Yeah, that will work.
Okay, perfect. So you'll receive a reminder email at 1 that the call is scheduled at 2, and in just a minute here I'll send you a calendar invite as well, just for your records. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email?
I received the text message.
Okay. If you open up the text, it goes right where we need it to go. If you open up the email, it's got the invoice at the bottom, and then please click here to accept the subscription terms. But if you open up the text message, it should say at the top, local splash terms of experience. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay.
And I need to get in there because it's 11:10.
Yeah, we'll let you go, but just at the bottom, if you can type in your first and last name and hit submit, that allows us to do the NAPW audit to make sure your information is accurate, allows us to send out that PIN card. It's going to ask you for a username and password once you do that, but don't worry about that. That's just our automated system thinking that you're trying to log into your tracking system. Oh, you have to click the box above the long line that goes across. It says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, so click on that box. Type or copy and paste your first and last name in that box. It is case sensitive, and then once you have it in there, just hit confirm signature. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end, and again, that follow-up call will be later on this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Real pleasure speaking with you, though. Welcome aboard, and we're looking forward to getting this going for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much.
And
I got this all done.
You did. Okay, fantastic.
Thank you.
All righty. We'll talk to you later. Thank you again.
That's it.
Bye-bye.